Now let's go on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. This is a question that probably many people have wondered about, a question that affects a lot of people, I'm sure. And this is the question: would it be okay if you left your partner because they are not a Christian? Now this really depends on whether your partner is your boyfriend or girlfriend, or if your partner is your spouse. Let's consider both situations. 2 Corinthians 6:14 is very emphatic. It says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" One who is a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ should not be joined or yoked together in marriage to one that is not a believer. This creates an unequal bond. Amos 3:3 asks a very important question. Can two walk together except they be agreed? While many may think that if they marry an unsaved person, they may be able to lead them to the Lord, this is a very dangerous thing to do. First, it's in total opposition to what the Scripture clearly teaches. And secondly, there is no guarantee the unsaved person will ever be saved. Unless there is agreement on the person of the Lord and the need of salvation, there will be many problems in a marriage, especially if children are involved. If it is not advisable to enter into a romantic relationship with someone that is not a Christian, why begin a relationship with someone that you know Scripture forbids you to marry? If you hope this person will be saved eventually, you could be setting yourself up for heartache. Remember, romantic relationships or marriages are not evangelistic tools. Now, if you're already married to your partner, should you leave them because they are not saved? Perhaps you have come to realize your spouse has no heart for the Lord. Perhaps you weren't saved when you got married, but now are saved and you find yourself married to an unsaved person. What should you do? Let's read 1 Corinthians 7:13-16. "And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife?" If your spouse is not saved and is content to stay with you, then you are instructed to stay. The word sanctified literally means to be set apart. Now that you are saved, your partner is in a special place or is set apart because of your salvation. This is because there will be a constant witness to the mercy, grace, love, and power of the Lord Jesus Christ as you live your life before your spouse. From sunup to sundown, your partner and your children will be witness to the saving grace of God through you. If you are already married to an unsaved person, then you should not leave. However, if they do not want to live in a home where Christ is spoken of, and they decide to leave because of that, then you must let them leave. You're not under bondage. The marriage bond is broken by their desertion. So, in summation, if you are in a romantic relationship with a person that is not a Christian, you should end that relationship. You can still be friends, and you should definitely continue to witness to that person, but you should not pursue a relationship that may lead to a marriage that is forbidden by the Scriptures. If you are married to someone that is not a Christian, then you should stay with that person if they are content in the marriage. Make your spouse the focus of your efforts and prayers. Keep them before the Lord in prayer and be faithful to witness to them as the Lord provides the opportunities.